Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, all you freaks out there? This is Ryan. Get my coffee ready. My decaf coffee.
I need coffee. I don't drink coffee. But I need coffee.
I was like, man, I'm really cold right now. I don't really need coffee right now, but I need something to warm me up. And
I was like, I want to make chili today because it just seems like a chilly kind of day.
It is really a chilly kind of day. I went back into the room and Angie said, it must be raining. My head's hurting. I'm like, well, outside, sure enough, it's pouring down rain.
Yep.
I tried this last week. I had this CBD, like maybe it was some kind of tea or something, some kind of drink mix on the show when I was, we had Austin on, and it was so gross. But by the end of the show, I was like completely just talking, I want to say talking nonsense, but I started like not really slurring my words, but messing up. I think I was actually starting.
I watched it, I was like, Ryan was doing it.
Yeah.
CBD like, might do you well.
Yeah. The thing, it didn't really make me super tired. It just kind of made me out of it. So I was like, well, I'm not going to do that again. So that's why I'm drinking coffee now. Decaf coffee. pumpkin spice decaf coffee to get into the mood.
It is pumpkin spice time.
It is pumpkin spice season. It's been pumpkin spice season since middle of August.
August 1st.
Some places.
August 1st for some people.
Yeah. Let's see. Hey, John. How you doing?
Hey,
I hope you guys had a good investigation last night, or dinner with the ghost last night, right?
Yeah. They did an investigation Friday night, John and Tyler did, and then we did, man, and it is just a good time. That was just fun. The whole night was just fun. They're cool people. They're great, wonderful people. They take the dinner with a ghost, not only at the Octagon Mansion, which is their pretty, you know, their resident place. So Octagon Mansion is awesome. But they also take it out on the road to other places. And it was, they put a really good thing together. It's amazing.
Now I'm wondering if we should maybe try to get them to come out to the cabin for the dinner with the ghost. I mean, that's going to be tough to do because we don't have anything to do. Do they cook the stuff there? I mean, it's a high school. So, okay, so, yeah, that'd be hard to
and
do.
They bring everything. They bring everything to cook. They bring all the food. They bring everything to cook everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. They bring the whole table. You'll see John posted pictures on the SPRI site of, like, the whole layout with everything. They bring everything. It's awesome.
So what kind of food do they have? Is it different for each time, or is it basically at the same menu?
I think it's pretty much the same menu. Mm-hmm. It's a 4-course meal, so you get soup, and then you get salad, and then you get steak and potatoes and a vegetable, and then dessert.
Hmm. I'd just have the food. You know?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So
yeah,
besides.
They do some prep of investigation, like, through it. So they mm-hmm. have a table set for a ghost. So they have equipment going during the session, and they're talking about different things, and then we did some investigating afterwards. So everybody hung in there, man. After it's a huge meal. Like, I would have been done if I had ate all of that. But they hung in there. We had a good time.
Yeah, there are times when I eat too much, and I'm just like, okay, I can't do anymore, especially sitting in the dark. Trying to talk to spirits after eating on that's rough.
We made it. Everybody, we went late too. Everybody was down, and I don't think I got home until a little after 3:30. So
oh man,
everybody stayed till about 2 or so in the morning. We had a great time.
So you guys got some good stuff.
Yeah. We Hamilton is new for us, so we're still like investigating the history and seeing what we get, but we always get something out there, and everybody has a good time, and good. It's fun. Dinner with a Ghost is fun. If you haven't experienced it, you can do it at the Octagon Mansion. They do come to different locations. It was a really, really fun experience. You know, having met them at the Octagon mm-hmm. Mansion and not knowing what dinner was, I'd seen the setup there. I didn't really know what it was, but it was, you know, even if you're involved, I was in the back with Deb cooking and helping. I didn't do any cooking, but I was helping get everything ready. We just had a blast back there before we started investigating the stuff. It's fun. It's a good time.
It's such a neat concept, you know,
yeah.
Just to have the dinner and then set a place for the ghost to sit down.
Yeah.
Of course, if you have more than one ghost, will other ghosts be offended that there are no spots for them, or they're all sitting in the same chair? Like, on top of each other, get off me, you know. It's my turn. Good. Push them off the chair.
Start a ghost food fight.
Yeah. You see, like, random food flying everywhere. That would be cool. Get that on video.
Yep.
Well, of course, I want
to. The
cool
thing was that they picked up some activity during the meal
mm-hmm.
that we were kind of able to replicate in other sessions that night. Like, some things that came up then came up in other investigations that night, that we were getting some replicated stuff. It was pretty cool.
That's very cool.
It was not a haunted night, so put on by John and Debbie Cushman from the Octagon Mansion. So it's called Dinner with a Ghost, and FPR, we hosted them out at Hamilton High School last night.
Is there a lot of, like, residual, like, children talking and stuff, and, you know, because it's a high school?
Yeah, we get a lot of chatter. We get a lot of chatter, but we do get some pretty interesting things come through, and then it's right on the, it's not far off the river, so we know there was Civil War activity there. There's a, John can jump in if I've got this wrong, but there's a tavern right up the street our president met talking about the Declaration of Independence, and it's like documented. So there's a lot of history there too, not just the school, but in the area, very close by as well.
So much history around here.
Yeah.
Speaking of history, you've got a little bit of history with our guests. A little bit of a segue there.
5 days ago, yeah.
Yeah. And I think our guests will be coming out to the cabin here soon, if I'm not mistaken. Speaking of the cabin, we had Sean came out on Friday night from Sean Austin came out Friday night and did some investigating out there. And he said he had some pretty interesting stuff happen. Shadow figures, strange voices caught. Then he sent me a message today and said he thinks some of the stuff he had Friday night followed him to his investigation on Saturday.
Yeah.
He didn't say where he went, but
on the show with Howie long enough tonight that I had with Howie to hear the knock at the door.
No, well, I mean I got a message. There's some lady came out, which is
no. Howie was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We hear knock. I mean, it literally sounded like Hannah responded at the front door, and he got up and looked, and there was nobody there. Like it was plain as day.
Oh,
he even said, "Hello, it's open."
Oh, because I got a message on the cabin page, and she said she knocked on the door, and there was a bald guy with a doing a podcast over there.
Really?
So yeah. So
oh, he said the lady was earlier.
Okay, I got you.
It was loud though.
Oh wow! So damn. So Hill City, are you listening right here? See, now you got something to look forward to when you come down to the cabin. And, of course, I do want to wish everybody a very National Cable Shuffleboard Day. I realize it's a big holiday for people, and I want to thank you for taking the time to come out here and, you know, stop playing shuffleboard for a second and listen to the show.
Well, especially if your name is Bobby, because it's National Bobby Day, too.
It is National Bobby Day, too. And National Time's Up Day.
Time's Up?
Yeah, so if you ever have the urge to say Time's Up for no reason, or just love to say the words time and up together, this is your day to shine. So, tonight we've got Hill City Paranormal coming on the show with us. Super excited to have them on. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on to the show here. Welcome.
Hey. What's up?
Long time no see, Rhonda. I know.
It's been a while.
I do want to let you know it's also National Apple Dumpling Day.
Yeah, I can get down with that.
Yeah, I could be part of the Apple Dumpling Gang. I figured it would pair well with your pumpkin.
That'd be awesome. I could eat an apple dumpling while playing the shuffleboard. And have some of these,
yeah.
Time's up to me. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And to throw one more at you, you can do this all during National Professional House Cleaners Day. So while somebody's cleaning your house, this can all go down. It's a whole lot going on today.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, so, it's a busy Sunday, man.
Yes.
I want to know who invents this stuff. Like, who's in charge of this?
They have a day for pretty much anything. I mean, if you had a day for, you know, National Pick Your Nose Day, there's probably a day for that.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you know, you're definitely, I am the queen of Google, so I'm going to find this out.
I mean, there very well could be. I mean, it seems like it's a national day for everything.
There is. April 23rd is international, not just national, international nose day.
Wow, you walk around
91% of respondents report picking their nose on this day.
I'm going to do it. I'm walking in the sheets with my finger on my nose.
I am not going to partake in this.
Everybody picks their nose. Anyway, we're not
going to
talk about it. I don't care who you are. People just don't admit it.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the things that just happens. You know, it's not like, I don't know where the stigma came from, but it's, everyone does it. No one likes to talk about it.
You feel guilty when you get caught.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler Darnell said you just caught him.
Well, I get them boogies.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what you're saying. I said, if we talk about on the freaking awesome paranormal show. Tomorrow.
You know, in the paranormal, you don't want to get caught on film if you catch something good stuck in your nose.
Yeah, you're going to do it.
You know,
you're in the dark, don't do
it.
Make sure there's no IR camera around. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
No, I was going to say, speaking of that, you always get caught doing the dumbest stuff during a paranormal investigation on camera. Like, just, I think I have made some of the stupidest faces in the night vision cameras. Just, I'm caught right there. And it's hilarious.
Yeah, you don't think about it. You know,
no.
You think, I'm in the dark, no one's going to see me, but you forget about that IR camera pointing right at you.
Yep.
But just like I caught the guy when he got scared, he's trying to be cool in front of that girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I got real excited.
Oh.
Another story.
So how was your trip to the beach? I saw some of your pictures.
Yes, it was relaxing. There was a lot of, 2 out of the 3 days that we were there, there was no swimming allowed because of Hurricane Lee. And the waves were huge. They were quite high. I think at one point they said they caught like 10-foot waves or something like that. So that was kind of it. But I'm a hoodie weather person, so I am all for walking on the beach in like a pair of shorts and a hoodie. So to me, the weather was perfect. So
I don't do the beach.
He is not a beach at all.
I am there with you as far as the hoodie weather person. I was done with summer in June. So yeah, these last few weeks have been very rough around here. Lots of humidity and stuff. It's finally cooling down, which I'm very excited about because I'm ready to start feeling like fall.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
how did you guys get into the paranormal? Like, what started your like journey? Were you growing up and stuff?
Want to go first or want me to go first?
I'll let Sean go first only because he actually had an experience as a child that brought him into the curiosity portion of it. We came into this a little bit later, so go ahead.
Make a long story short, my aunt was about 93, 94 when she passed away, and I was a kid and I wasn't able to go to the funeral for whatever reason. All the adults went. I didn't go. But and my family, back in those times, when somebody passed away, everybody got together after the funeral, and there were cards to be played. And I came from a very old-school generation where when you were a kid, you were seen, not heard. And, you know, the adults were in one room playing cards in a particular house. And our family was built in, like, 1830. So it was a very old house, and it was in my family for generations, like, probably since the late 1800s. So I was in this hallway, and I was playing with my toys. I vividly remember I was holding Bebop and Rocksteady from the Ninja Turtles. I was playing with them, and there was a thunderstorm going on. And I remember they were playing cards. There was some drinking involved, probably, and I looked up and saw my aunt standing there the night of her funeral. This day she was buried, and it was like clear as day. And I remember we stared at each other. She had like this little smile on her face, and then she just went away. And that's a story that stuck with me like for years. And I didn't tell anybody until I was a little bit older. But I asked my grandmother about it this probably happened when I was about like 6-ish. And I probably didn't tell it till about maybe 10 or 11. And my grandmother would tell me stories about the different things she experienced in the house. And different family members, cousins would tell me stories about things that they had felt in the house and seen in the house. And so I just kind of, you know, being a paranormal, anything paranormal is very taboo anyway. But especially like where we're at in Virginia, it's like the Bible Belt here. And so you don't talk about it. And now I'm older, I don't care, you know. But as I got older, there's really nothing to do here unless you're a partier or I'm a musician. But if I'm not playing music, then, you know, that's what we did was we would take a flashlight and a cell phone before they had all this cool equipment you could get. And you'd go out to haunted locations and see what you could find. And that's when Courtney and I, when we first started being friends, that's what we would do. We would go out on a Friday night where all our friends were out partying and drunk. We would go find that bridge that had history of people committing suicide and Civil War battlegrounds, fields, and stuff like that, and we would see what we could find. Old houses or buildings, and that's what really got us into it. That was about 13 years ago. That's where it started.
I mean, I've always been, like, one of those watching the Ghost Adventures, watching Ghost Hunters, Cast, all those shows. And I always used to say to myself, I want to be like that one day. So, you know, one of my friends introduced me to Cell Phone Cast. We had talked about that, Rhonda, on our last podcast that we did with you, How Do You Feel About Cell Phone Cast? Well, when I first downloaded my very first app, I did not know that it was solely a novelty. So I was excited. I was getting all this stuff going on. And then I started doing research, and I'm like, this is... So I deleted that very quickly. And like Sean said, we literally would just go to cemeteries, like old, run-down Civil War history cemeteries. So we would snap pictures and you know, all the urban legends around here. Like, around here we've got Route 666. I know somebody said that we're... he's a neighbor of the Hill City, so I'm sure he's heard of Route 666. I forgot we said that in chat. Oh, Ronnie. So, you know, you go through the motions on Route 666. There's three bridges. You stop the first bridge, you roll your windows down, you're getting your second bridge. Push car neutral, somebody's going to push your car across. Cross the third bridge, turn around, and they're going to be erratic driving, old vehicle with dim headlights that's following you and trying to run you off the road. So, you know, we would do stuff like that late at night, and that's what really piqued our interest in actually becoming serious investors. So, you know, we don't have a crazy story. We didn't, you know, jump at a convention or that.
Yeah, you know, you've heard those stories about, you know, you go to a certain cemetery, and if you put your car in neutral, you'll have the car will go be pushed uphill, then you'll look in the back and you'll see the fingerprints.
Baby powdered out.
Yeah, exactly.
We did have our truck pushed one time uphill, and that's the day of the.
I have not.
Oh, if you ever get a chance, I don't know
it
if it's paranormal or not. I don't know. But when you get over there, your car really does go uphill. And there's a whole urban legend that surrounds it that there's a witch that lives up the hill, and she tries to push the vehicle to back to her lair, so to speak. And,
probably.
You know, whatever. But we tried. I know
her crib.
His car, probably every bit of 10
times. It's my truck. It's a GMC. The
yes.
Sierra.
Yeah, it's a Danville
egg. Big truck.
Yeah, I mean, we literally.
In neutral. Uphill.
And everything. And I was like, this cannot be. Let's do it again.
Yeah, I want, like you said, I think there might be some kind of, I don't know, explanation for it. In some cases, maybe not every case that it happens. You know, I don't know, like the Danville case. I've never been there before, so I mean, that's interesting that happened. And there's a witch. It's even better.
I think it's scientific because it happens every time. Like. Yeah. I did it like 100 times. I was like a kid. I was like, oh my gosh. Let's do it again.
That witch is.
And I was sitting sideways, like with no hands, going in reverse. And I was like, oh, look at this. And like,
no
I was going, so I was like, what?
I'll have to find the video and send it to you, Brian, when I find it. I know it's somewhere in time. I'll have to send it to both of you. Yeah, it's really cool.
That's awesome.
But if you Google Rocky Hill, Ed asked if y'all were, if that was in Danville, Virginia, and I think it's good to point out your home city paranormal, because y'all are located based out of Lynchburg, Virginia, correct?
Yes, we're based out of Lynchburg, so Gravity Hill is in Danville.
And then, yes, Ronnie, Route 666 in Forest, Virginia, which is not too far from us.
Yeah, I was a JF guy, so that's all we had to do after football games on the weekend.
We travel quite a bit, believe it or not. Like, we, you know, if we hear of a spooky cemetery out of town, like, we'll be there. So,
spooky anything, right?
Yeah,
right. What's been your favorite location you've been to so far?
To be honest with you, we did a private house, or a private location. It was something, it was a lady's house, and that was probably the most activity. Well, for me at least, I can't speak for her. She and I argue all the time about what our favorite is. When it comes to paranormal stuff, we fight like cats. when it comes to our favorite, but for me, it was this lady's house we did. The private locations I love the most, but I don't know what. We haven't been many places. Like, we've done, like, a lot of private places and a lot of public places, but, like, I'm just now getting to the fact where you go, like, you can actually pay to go to places.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know you could do that, like, to be honest with you, until recently. I was like, oh, you can actually rent out places? I didn't know that. We were doing, like, a lot of private locations before that. Until I got on YouTube and started looking around, because we ran out of private places to go, and I was like, oh, dang, I didn't know you could actually do this and go there, or I didn't know that.
I think my favorite, it has got to be, we did a museum recently, and we were communicating with a doctor in there, it does not matter. If I get a response on my equipment, I get the candy store. I will sit there and communicate for an hour and not stop, you know. And if there's heavy activity, you know, I'm not leaving. I'm going to keep investigating and try to find out, you know, how many spirits are there. Talking one, am I talking 10? Am I? Oh, are we all just in a group having cross talk? What are we doing? So we did a museum here in Lynchburg. That was pretty neat. Not the Lynchburg Museum, the cemetery. So that was neat. My first hour and a half staring at a group of funeral dresses and getting absolutely no activity whatsoever, and was getting ready to give up. And then there was a storm outside. I don't know, you know, a lot of people say that it's storming outside, that you'll get more activity. I now 100% agree with that. Because when the lightning was flashing, all of a sudden, everything was...
There's a lot of energy in the air when it rains with the lightning and stuff, and, you know, definitely adds to the...
I think Old Creek Cemetery would have to be my favorite.
Yeah, I
don't
think so. Old City Cemetery lets us investigate there a lot.
Ronnie's part of Bedford Paranormal. I did not know.
There is. I'm from Bedford.
Oh, there you go.
Ronnie, send me a message. Collaborate.
Yes, I there's like a lot of, there's so many groups right around us, and we don't even know about it, which is crazy. And also, we like to collaborate, by the way. I guess we'll talk about that later in the show.
So we do. We bring people together.
Yeah, I love working with other people. That's how you learn, to be honest with you. I'm not afraid to admit, you know, I've been at it for 13 years, which some of the betters would be like, that ain't nothing. But, you know, I've been at it for a long time, and everything I know, I learned from somebody else.
Yeah.
Or watching somebody, or either doing everything wrong. You go out, you screw up, don't learn anything, or nothing happens. Try it a different way, or sometimes you go back the way that you did wrong the first time. Or watching somebody who knew what they were doing do it better than you, so. That's how I learned how to do everything I know.
Yeah.
Watch that.
But you're right. You learn from, you know, using other people's techniques, and then you kind of do what works best for you. But
right.
you're always learning. You know?
Trying things. We did some of that. We were listening to EVPs, and we thought we were understanding what we were saying, and there was a lady had the equipment with the big tube looking thing that makes it amplified. I was like, well, I wonder if we could hear it better if we point that at the recorder as it's playing. Like, will it work? I don't know. Let's
normal. Tell Miss Donna I said hello.
We've got Hallie Odell in here from the Orion Effect and All Things Paranormal Society. John Sullivan from Fredericksburg Paranormal. We got a whole bunch of cool people in here.
I know. This must be the
cool people hanging out on Sunday night.
That's right. Hang on. And it's National Shuffleboard Day. So the fact that I've taken time to eating apple dumplings and well, actually it can be eating apple dumplings at the same time. But you say you guys like to collab. Who all have you collabed with on your investigation?
We've collaborated with Gettysburg Paranormal Association and After Dark Investigations. Those are probably my two faves. Gettysburg is one of our frequent flyers up there. I absolutely love that town. Every time I go, I find something new to do.
We work with somebody out of Georgia, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Truth and Evidence Paranormal. Put my tongue. But, yeah, we did. We got with them, and we did the Savannah Historic Theater, which, everybody was, there was a lot of people there. Seven. So, a lot was going on.
I like to go back. So, I would like to go back and do that one again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody local, though. That's the weird part. There's so many people around us, and I'm just learning about everybody around us. But, I would love to get with some of the people around us.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah, Bedford Paranormal, they're good people. Ronnie's good. Definitely talk to him about doing something. And they do. They're good people to investigate with. Of course, Fredericksburg, you ever want to go out there? Do stuff with Rhonda and John. They're good people. Of course, down here, I'm part of Commonwealth Research in the Paranormal and All Things Paranormal Society in the Richmond area. So,
Yeah, we're coming up in your area here shortly, actually. And we did talk to John and Rhonda about possible collaboration. But we're getting ready to do the cabin.
Yeah.
On the 360. I've got that one, and then I've got the Exchange Hotel coming up.
Oh, I love the Exchange Hotel. I got some awesome EVPs from there.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that one. We also got the Octagon Mansion, which I'm so upset that we missed. I heard you talking about it, and I know we touched on it. We will catch one. We will. Whether it's here or in Gettysburg.
I would not be surprised if Dinner with a Ghost comes back. So definitely catch that, and you'll get to talk with John. And if you're going to Octagon, you'll get a little bit of the experience there. It's a cool place.
It definitely seems to work out for him, that's for sure. So have you ever been, scared during investigation? What's, been the most intense investigation you've ever been on?
Scared, no. And I'm just going to be completely honest. I say this every time, I'm not an adrenaline junkie, but during investigations, my adrenaline is up, and I am a very curious person. I'm known as the wanderer of the group, so if everybody's investigating, over here, I will be waiting, doing something else. And, if I hear a noise, I'm going to that noise. I want to know what made that, what transpired over there. To create that, did an investigation in Gettysburg that there was some unexplained footsteps. Actually drove a couple people out of the room, but there was another couple that sat right on down with us, and I said, if you're really quiet, hear it. So everybody was able to sit there, and, I was borderline, I don't want to say instigating because I wasn't. And I don't provoke in any way, shape, or form, but I was trying to get the spirit to walk around again. And it took a little while, but before it started walking around. But, I thought that was just... But after speaking to the people that were in the room, they were petrified. And I was just this is so cool. He's literally walking right by my leg. The temperature changed on my ankle and everything, that he was literally right there. So, and that was on a old 1700 battlefield farmhouse. So when Ed told us that there was an angry male spirit that they had communicated with that would say, get out, call women, voice words, and things like that, I want to know what room that was. So scared, no. Now, my Halloween decorations got me last night.
Yeah.
It got me last night.
It got me too.
We have a 6.5-foot animatronic, and it put it together in the garage, and I walked out and walked back in and jumped about 10 feet there. Like, I didn't know it was there. So.
It's Leatherface. We text chains all that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
So when you walk in there, it looks like a person. Like, he's standing there with all the chainsaw. He'll get you, but I don't think. Being an investigator, I know there's times where, you know, you encounter all kind of stuff. And I know there's times where you might get, you know, a weird feeling or things might not feel right, but scared. I think if you're scared to be of ghosts or spirits, it's the wrong thing to do for you. I know there's some spooky places out there. Maybe I just hadn't encountered it yet. And I'm not trying to say I'm macho in any way, shape, or form, but I just think if you're scared of the unknown or the paranormal, it's not the thing to get into, in my opinion. Because, I mean, if I'm in a dark room or prison or an asylum, which is cool because I work in the mental health field. I've been in millions, or not millions, but a lot of different asylums. I've been in 200-year-old places that were, you know, kids were literally tortured in as for work. You know, when the kids went to bed at night, I had my cell phone in my flashlight now, you know, or the basement, or I've been in, you know, different facilities and stuff like that. And, you know, that was the cool part about working in the mental health field. I hope nobody I used to work with is, and they probably are. They're like, oh, I didn't know he did that. But I feel like if you're scared, though, maybe I just hadn't been in the right place yet to be scared, but I feel like wrong place for you.
Oh, like Ronnie said, not really scared, but startled. There are a couple of times when I've been actually in the basement of the Brick Rancher. I was downstairs by myself and, you know, walking around, and there was we had just investigated. And we used a fog machine, and we had a laser grid going, so it was foggy and the laser going. So it was kind of disorienting. And I left a recorder in the basement, so I'd gone downstairs to get it, and I heard a ghost said, hi, right in my ear. And that was one of those things where it's like I didn't run out the house, but I got out the house about as fast as I could because it startled me, you know, and it's like, yeah. And I'm like, do I really want to face what's here by myself, or maybe go out and come back with reinforcements? So that's what I meant.
I was just about to say, like, being by yourself.
Yeah.
Probably, like, would have been the startling point, because we did Suicide Bridge in Gettysburg at like 3 a.m. and I startled myself is what happened. So the red pod's in the middle of the bridge.
No, you were scared.
Okay, there were things moving in the brush, and I'm more scared of, like, wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, coming, sneaking up on me. You know, I'm outside, nobody's around, and I had my red flashlight out. And I kept hearing something, and so I was, like, shining the flashlight to the end of the bridge. And damn if my flashlight just hit a pair of eyes. It lit up red because it was a red flashlight. So I'm sitting here, and my heart was going a mile a minute, and I'm going, Sean, you need to come. Sean, there's something over there. You know, in my mind, it was like a 3-foot demon with red eyes that was coming to get me. And he said, you are fully aware that you can hit the button that the actual flashlight will come on, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I hit it, and it was a cat. So, you know, I have been startled, I will say that. But, you know, scared of the paranormal.
Well, that's what I'm scared. Yeah.
Yeah,
more just like you see something and it startles you, or
right.
You hear something and it startles you, stuff like that.
Well, going back to the voice thing, if you were going down there to investigate and you heard it with your ear, you'd probably be like, ooh, let me get that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Where's that at? Let me find it. But going going back to just get your recorder and get out of there, and then all of a sudden you hear something, that, yeah, that would make anybody jump. I mean, you're not expecting it.
And to be fair, yeah, I know that their house is active, so I'm already kind of on alert anyways, and I'm by myself, so I'm extra on alert. So, you know, I'm kind of jumpy as it is, and then you hear that, and it's like, oh, my God. So, you know.
It's right here. So.
Yeah. I need my personal space, please. Come on now.
Yeah, exactly. We have a bubble here.
If you get out of there and think about what just happened.
Yes, I need exactly. That's what it was. We have a Christmas tree set up in the main part of the cabin. At one time I thought there was something standing there that kind of made me jump a little bit. So when the guy got scared by a Christmas tree.
So, okay, so I don't feel so bad
No, yeah. I got scared by a Christmas tree.
Now, if you want to scare me, put a snake in front of me. You know, I don't do snakes.
Oh, that was funny.
I don't do snakes either. If there's a snake, I'm out of there. Like, that's it.
I told Ryan that.
I said, if I'm ever sitting here in the cabin with Howie doing the snake shows up, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't do snakes. The only thing that makes me nervous about certain places in the dark because I can't see if there's a snake around me.
I think we've all been startled by the hoodie hanging on the wall, too. Or, like, on the cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like a person, yeah.
That's only when I'm home, though. If I'm at home, yeah. You know, I'm reaching for my pistol at that point, but, you know.
You got something in your bedroom across, like you threw a jacket or something,
mm-hmm.
and you just
yeah.
got in there. And you wake up in the night, and you look over, you're like,
yeah, and you sit
yeah.
there for a second.
And it's like 5 minutes. Wait 4 minutes.
And it doesn't matter how old you are. Pulling the covers up higher will always make it better.
Oh, yeah. You're protected. Once you go under the covers, you're perfectly fine. They can't get you.
Well, yeah, ghosts can't go under the covers.
No. I mean, that's science right there.
They go through the wall, but they cannot come under
nope.
the covers.
That's a kind of weird protection on the seats whenever they –
Your feet.
Yeah.
Out your feet.
Yes, you get
– If your feet are out, you're done.
Yep, they'll pull you off the bed. I did a live feed in the rancher one night, and it was we had left the lights off, had my the flashlight on my phone going, and like, I looked on top of the door of the bathroom. I see this black thing going across the top of the door. I'm like, when did we get cable? Because I thought it was like a cable going across the door. And then I realized it was a black snake going across the door to the top, going to the bathroom at the Brick Rancher. So I was like, oh, shit.
Go put me out.
Investigation would have been done. I'd be like, all right, y'all.
I'd be sitting in the middle of 360. I'd be, before you could even blink, in the middle of 360 waiting.
It was. Yeah, it was. It kind of took me by surprise. I haven't seen a snake out there at all this year. So you guys should be good when you come out for your investigation.
If I know it's there, I'm okay. He doesn't care if it's there, here, or anywhere. He doesn't want to be anywhere near it. I would probably find him in the vehicle. But, yeah, if I see one in the cabin, I'll definitely just see it.
We got big spiders, too.
I'm not sure.
Spiders, I don't do. I told Rhonda this, and I'll say it again publicly. Anything that can jump, run, or crawl faster than me, I don't do.
I'd rather a full-body apparition step in front of me and speak to me than see a snake at 100 yards away. I can't do them. I don't like the fake rubber snakes in stores. I don't like.
I'll hide the fake rubber snake we have at the cabin.
Just
so you don't see it. I'm not going to hide it until it surprises you. I'm just going to get it out of your sight. So I don't want to freak you out.
It's usually hanging somewhere. It's not like on the ground. It's hanging somewhere.
You got to make it interesting for people, you know?
See, my heart's already racing.
You have to call and cancel the investigation because we have a rubber snake at the cafe.
Hey, y'all got to do it without me. I'm suddenly sick.
Sorry. Hold on. Oh, my God. Sorry. I can't go. I'm sorry.
He'll be okay as long as we know this day.
Don't you having a heart attack on your investigation?
No.
Oh, man. So you guys have the Exchange Hotel coming up here?
Yeah.
When are you guys going out there?
December 2nd.
Nice.
Yeah, they're booked up, but we went ahead and snatched up a December date.
It worked out, actually. Have you ever been there, Rhonda, to the Exchange Hotel?
No, I have not been to the Exchange Hotel.
One of our first, my first investigations with Howie was at the Exchange Hotel. It was awesome. Paranormal says, I was carpet cleaning back in the day. Guy told me his place was haunted. I opened the closet and there was life-size cutout of a Broncos cheerleader behind the sliding door. About died. Well, I would probably have to clean up the mess I left on his carpet if that happened to me.
Yeah.
Imagine the snake was holding a rubber snake. That would have been twice as bad.
I wouldn't make it.
No. There'd be like a Scooby-Doo size, like, you know, those cartoons where you throw like a person size hole in the wall. You run out the house. That would be you.
Like a Kool-Aid.
Yeah. And you'd be saying, oh, yeah. You'd be saying, oh, no. Or she went out the door.
Yeah. Run straight to the wall.
Straight back to Virginia.
Yep. Gone.
September 14th is Paranormal's birthday. Well, happy birthday early, Paranormal.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Born day.
Maybe they'll catch your ghost for your birthday. Get some good EVPs.
Thank you, John. John just reminded me, we were talking about dinner with a ghost. We will be in Gettysburg December 5th doing dinner with a ghost.
December 5th.
December 5th.
At Gettysburg Academy, I believe. Gettysburg Academy? I think. But that would be, I think it's December the 5th.
That's a
December 5th is a Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday.
Yep. Maybe it's not the 5th. Maybe it's the 2nd.
Please tell me it's not the 2nd.
It might be the 2nd. It might be the 2nd. I'd have to
check.
If
it's the 2nd, we'll be at the Exchange Hotel. Every time. I will catch one. I promise you. I will catch one.
I have a problem. I don't know.
It's the
2nd?
It's the 2nd.
It's the 2nd. All right, Rhonda. I'm saying this right now. December 9th is going to be our Christmas event at the cabin.
Okay.
So tell John, I'm thinking of any events on that day.
We're to be at the cabin on the night.
Yes.
Party.
Yes. So you guys come on.
Doing a public investigation on that day, or?
Yeah, we're doing a toy drive. So we basically you get to come in to get tickets or get access. You bring an unwrapped toy worth like $20-$25. And then we donate the Toys for Tots.
Okay.
So if you guys want to come down and join us, I just made that decision like a second ago. I found out the dinner with the ghost is December 2nd. I'm like, I think it's December 9th. It's going to be awesome. Very cool. I think doors open. We'll open at 6. We'll start investigating, start the history lesson and all the orientation at 7 o'clock.
And are you guys going all night?
We go all night. We go all night.
You accept late people?
We accept. If you show up before 1 o'clock in the morning, you will accept it.
It's possible. John had stated earlier, he's also a musician. He has a show that night. So
okay.
We leave Lynchburg at 11. That'll put us there very late.
If I drive,
we're gonna be there in like an hour and a half.
I drive slow.
If you guys come out, you guys can stay the night at the cabin. I'll open it up for you guys. To worry about. You can just stay there.
Yeah, I'll have to let you know. I'll send you a message on that. It depends, because a lot of the time, Sean's just exhausted after a show. But
I understand.
Because I'm all for worst case scenario, I will find a way to get you guys the toy. Sean, with his on the music side of everything, we do a toy drive and we start ours in November. So I'm definitely all for that.
Oh, I really appreciate it. And if I can figure out a way, I'll send you guys a toy for your soy drive. Yeah, your soy drive. All the soy you're gonna be just training the toy drive. Ronnie Anderson says they're gonna have an investigation at St. Albans on November 18th with Mountain Souls. So if you guys are interested in doing that, going to St. Albans Sanatorium,
I'm giving up. All right, we'll be getting smoked that weekend.
I mean, there'll be other investigations. There'll be other investigations. But now that you know about, you know, these different teams, you can you know, keep up with them. And I would join Virginia Paranormal Events is a great page. On Facebook.
Yeah, make sure.
I will. If not, I will do it.
We just stay so busy, like, mm-hmm. between
yeah.
music and this. And
I think we need to add this. You mentioned this on the podcast that John and I were on with you. Tell us about your music. Like, we didn't really go into that. What you got going on with that?
Well, I play Southern rock and country music. But my country's a little bit different than what people expected to me. It's my original music is more, if you were to take Southern rock, rock, country, blues, and put in a pot, that's what you got with my original music. At a live show, you'll hear anything from Hank Williams, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Bill Withers, to Scorpions, we're all over the place. You know, I'm not a one-track person. I, when it comes to music, I listen to everything. I listen to, you name it, I listen to it. I go from Bob Marley 1 minute to Merle Haggard the next song to Tupac one song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just all over the world. I don't have a genre of music I like. You can't put me in a box in general, and I don't fit any type of stereotype. So it's, I can get along with anybody, and I think music is the reason why. I don't have a box. So it shows in my original music, and it shows the music we play live. So, like, we're booked as a country band, but we are, if you come to a show, you'll hear a lot of, like, the outlaw country, like Hank Williams, the Johnny Cash. But then next thing you know, we're playing Tom Petty, and people are like, where'd that come from? And then, you know, for the younger crowd, you might hear a Luke Bryan song, and we'll go to a Nirvana song. You know, we're just all over the place when it comes to our live shows. And again, I don't sit still for a big dude. I'm moving around constantly, and I don't stay on stage very often either. I'm usually sitting at somebody's table singing, or I'm in the crowd, or at the bar singing to the bartenders. But I'm just, like, that's where I'm so tired at the end of the night. I know most bands, they got their lead singer, they stay on stage. Especially in the country ground, they stay on stage the entire time. Me, I'm all over the place. I'm not trying to brag or anything, but some people don't like that. Some people are like, why is me not on stage? And then there's times where none of my band's on stage but the drummer. All of us are wireless, so the whole band will be all over the bar playing. That's why we're so tired at the end of the night.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you, Ronnie. I didn't know you've seen us play before. I appreciate it.
Oh.
And Ronnie, you're a Lynchburg musician. Well,
Ronnie, where did you see us?
Come jam with us sometime.
You could start a side hustle, like serenading.
Yeah, that'd be dinner with the ghost. You can do like a concert with the ghost or something like that. Maybe do a little show beforehand at a location.
That's
and then,
collaboration.
I mean,
right.
That would be fun. I would actually like to try that at the cabin. Maybe have a little show before and then see what kind of activity we get after.
That's a cool idea. Like, see what kind of.
My boys can go with the ghost.
We have a fire pit behind the cabin.
That's how I literally got started. I mean, I started off as an acoustic duo with one guy who's actually my drummer now. And I did that to playing on stage with David Allan Coe and Aaron Lewis. I'm no stranger to pulling out an acoustic guitar and playing around a bonfire.
Yeah, but that would be really cool.
That would be
awesome.
You can get something set up next year.
Yeah,
Have you ever broke out your guitar during investigation or thought about taking it someplace and maybe seeing what kind of activity you get from that?
Never thought about it. That's never even crossed my mind. I never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it would be like a good trigger somewhere like Bobby Mackey's or something like that. Like,
yeah.
And cause like my guitar is like it's a replica of a 59 Gibson. So it's like it's an old guitar, like an old style guitar.
That could definitely, you know, someone sees that, they'd be like, oh, wow, this is takes me back.
And, like, a lot of the music I play is old. Like, we play in front of, I mean, we play everywhere, but there's some places where, actually, the last video that's on my Facebook page is on our band page, by the way, is me. There was a woman there. I don't know how old she is. You can tell she's a lot older than me, like, and I don't want to guess her age because rude, but you can tell she's been there. She was at a graduating class of 1963, and that gives you an age. She's a retired Army vet. We talked because I was in the military myself, and but she danced the entire night. She danced more than anybody I know, and she was the last video of me dancing with her, and that actually got like to 100,000 views yesterday.
Oh, wow.
But I told her, I was like, she was like, you play anything for my generation? And I was like, absolutely. And so I was playing music from the 50s and 60s to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a trigger to pull out my guitar and go back to like the 50s. I can even go to the 40s.
Yeah.
Ron said he played his guitar at the West Virginia Century. As Lily said, that probably triggers Bobby Mackey.
I never thought of that. See, this is a prime example of what I was saying. You learn stuff from other people when you collaborate.
We'll add this to the equipment load up.
And music brings people together, you know, and it's like, especially the guy with the penitentiary, maybe seeing it playing a song will bring them some solace. Or if you go to Bobby Mackey, like you said, you know, play that outlaw country. You know, but out there, that was, you know, that was very, very popular during the time, you know?
I never would have thought of that until y'all said.
The last gig that you played, is that actually a haunted location?
What was my last gig?
Factory Street Brewing Company.
Yeah, Factory Street Brewing, yeah.
In South Boston.
South Boston, yeah. We're actually supposed to investigate that place.
Yeah, they said they have a lot of activity there, so. They just didn't go, you know about how to go about contacting somebody to find out who. They said they keep referring to the spirit as a he, but they aren't sure. So
Brian said he's seen us play at Phase 2. Oh, yeah.
Phase 2.
Those were good times. But he probably saw us at, like, one of the bigger shows.
You ever come down to this area, Richmond area, we'll go see you play.
Yeah, we play at Richmond.
Yeah.
Then come out to the cabin for an investigation.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm down to do that.
What day?
Traffic like 3 weeks, right?
What day are you guys coming out?
October 20th.
Then I will probably be the one giving the tour.
Awesome.
So that's Friday. Maybe not. I got to work Friday, so I might come by and say hi.
I might come out and say hi. Drop in and say hi at least.
I'm out too.
You're drawing for that. You can get me. I'm still learning, but I'll come say hi.
You know, maybe you can go into Melissa's room, bring out your guitar, and play her song. That might she would like that.
That's a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to pack a guitar.
Yeah.
But Ryan, at this point, I don't have room in the vehicle for paranormal gear and guitars. And that's what I was saying.
I'm going to have to pull the trailer down there.
Well, we're about out of time here, guys. Definitely would love to thank you for coming on and talking with us tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate the invite for sure.
I want to give you a chance to talk about like what you guys have coming up, how people can get in touch with you or follow your adventures.
So we are on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages, actually. I've got Hill City Paranormal, and we also have a podcast as well that we do that Rhonda was so graciously attending last week, right?
We did. No, I did.
That's on Facebook also as HCP Paranormal Podcast. It's the secondary page. And reach out to us at Hill City Ghosts, that is plural, at gmail.com. I know Ronnie said, or somebody, I think it was Ronnie, said that the private investigation that's our way. So definitely shoot us an email, hillcityghosts@gmail.com.
Perfect. And how can they follow your band and where you guys are going to be?
Okay. I put it on there. That's Facebook.com/ Bedford County Outlaw. It's Sean, S-E-A-N, Elliot, with two L's and two T's, Junior.
Oh, I see it right here. I got you. Bedford County Outlaw. Perfect. And we'll
definitely follow us there.
We'll definitely be in touch about you guys coming out and maybe doing a show or maybe like a little bit show down here at the cabin and about the toy drive and stuff.
Yes, definitely. Please send me the links. Also, if you accept any voluntary donations, if that's easier for you or whatever, please just let us know.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate it. And let me try to see if I can come on your show sometime.
Awesome. We would love to.
Maybe we can do something. And they would do a Sunday night show like this, since my show is on the same time yours is.
Yes, I'm all for working around your schedule. So absolutely.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great night, and we'll see
Thanks
you soon. Bye.
Absolutely.
You too, man. That was fun. I enjoyed
that
conversation. They're a lot of fun. Looking forward to meeting them when they come down here in October. Yeah, I was trying to figure out. I thought about it the other day. I'm like, when should we do the toy drive? But I didn't want to do it at a time when there's going to be other stuff going on because it kind of takes people away from it. So I'm like, once I found out you guys were going to do it that weekend, I'm like, all right, the next weekend, I'm going to set it up for that weekend. So
very cool.
All right. Well, I know you're tired, so I'm going to let you go so you
can
get some sleep.
Hangover from the weekend, and this was podcast number 2 tonight.
Yeah, so I would be a zombie right now. I definitely appreciate you coming on and helping me out tonight. It was a lot of fun. And thank you, Ronnie, for listening to us, hanging out with us, Paranormal. He's a YouTube commenter. Oh, we have someone watching on YouTube. Sweet, thanks.
Very cool.
Howie, of course, Kristen, all of the freaks that came out tonight. Next, I guess Tuesday night, I've got Sin Schrader Hill coming on the show. She's a paranormal author and investigator. And I don't really remember where she's from, but she's from somewhere. But looking forward to talking to her on Tuesday night. And what do you have coming up here?
Well, Howie hasn't even told me. He kind of teased it out. He's like, we'll talk about it the next day. So we announced who we're having next Sunday night, but then next Saturday night, we have a paranormal lockdown at Belgrove Plantation. That's our next event.
And then you have investigation. Oh, yeah, Stage Paracon the weekend after.
Stage Paracon is the very next weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and I believe there still are a few tickets available.
Yeah, I am having a hard time selling tickets to the investigation at the cabin.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know. We've got Pamplin Park the weekend before. So I'm thinking maybe that's probably the reason why. That they're like, oh, well, paying $60 for Pamplin Park.
There's a lot of overlapping. Like, I think September and October will be that point where there's like something every weekend and there's multiple things every weekend. So
you got to pick and choose. Especially in coming up with the holidays coming up too, it's hard. to do everything you want to do. That's why I lowered the ticket prices. So I'm like, well, you know, it's expensive, and I was trying to make it easier for people to come out to investigate, but we'll see what happens. If not, it'll just be a small group of people. I got, you know, it is what it is.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes for new people, that's fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel bad because we got Holly coming out too, so we'll have to see what's going on with her, if this still works out. If not, again, we'll just do something, you know, we'll have
it's also the time of year where people kind of buy their tickets right before too, I think.
Yeah, that's true, the week before. Ronnie says we're trying to get to the cabin, Manor House, and Pamplin Park. Manor House is very active. Jerry does that. And Pamplin Park, again, very active location. Lots of history. And, you know, all the money we raised goes straight back to the park. And it's tough these days because not many people are going out to these historical parks. They're not making as much money as they used to. Oh, what other place? We're on YouTube and Facebook, and you can follow Rhonda. She's on the Orion Effect on YouTube, or look
Rift Nation Network on YouTube and on Facebook.
Her show is on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, and then my show usually is on 9 o'clock Tuesday nights. Eastern time, and sometimes eventually.
I don't know when I'll just drop by there because Ryan's got some like cool one I want to talk to.
Yeah, I asked Rand if she could help me out.
Let me crash your.
And we also have Rhonda and I and our friend CR have a show every the first Sunday of every month. We do a show where we talk about different music. We put together a freaking awesome playlist, and the one we're doing on I guess it was the first. God, that's going to be rough.
Oh.
That's going to be.
Yeah, that one won't work
because
I'm going to still be.
That's Saturday. October 4th.
That'd be the first. Yeah, and I think I'm out at St. Fairfond to like 11 or 12 that night.
Let's move that to Saturday, October 7th. No, Sunday, October 8th.
Okay.
We'll do it. We'll do it that. We'll push it back a week.
Okay.
Give us more time to think about the songs we're going to use.
Yeah, that's the Halloween theme.
It's a Halloween theme one, yeah. And I don't have anything going on the 7th, so I should be good to go.
I'm going to be Nick's that day, but
okay.
I'll be back.
You'll be well rested by 9 o'clock Sunday night, hopefully.
Yes.
And you don't have to really think too much to listen to music and comment on it, so you should be good to go.
Yeah, I'll be good to go.
Perfect. Well, yeah, Rift, I can't even talk. I'm not even drinking, like, the bad stuff. Rift Nation Network, yes.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
And I am the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show. And you can look at me on, of course, you're listening to me on YouTube right now. So there you go. All right. There you go.
Well, how do you do well? You say found you.
Exactly. No effort. Thanks, guys, again. Appreciate it. I'm done rambling. And we'll be back here Tuesday night, same freaking awesome time, same freaking awesome channel. You guys have a good night. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.